You're listening to Juno Afternoon from your public media station, KTOO. I'm Boston Christopher. We are talking about 49 Writers, and they have a couple of Zoom option classes coming up. One of them, Immediate Playwriting with Ryan Buin, begins in April. It runs for 5 weeks. It'll be a virtual class via the Zoom. And then the second class is Writing Sketch Comedy with Joanna Castle Miller. That begins this Sunday, March 9th, and it will run for 6 weeks on Sundays from noon to 2. It is a virtual class. Joanna is a New York-based writer, performer, and satirist whose sketches have been featured by Time, Fortune, Funny or Die, Comedy Cake, and have been performed at iOS, UCB, and Second City. She also worked as a staff writer for the beloved LA political sketch show Top Story Weekly and was a house sketch writer for IO West. I'm joined now by Joanna via the power of the internet. Gunath Chisha Igudi, thank you so much, Joanna. It's a pleasure to talk with you today. Wasiiti, how's it going?
Hey, thanks so much, Boston. It's going great. Thanks for having me.
This is the second time for 49 Writers that you'll be teaching. Is it this specific class or did you do a different class?
I taught satire first, and which is, there's a lot of overlap, of course, but this is my first time teaching sketch with 49 Writers.
So tell me a little bit before we talk about the class specifically about your history. I mentioned it a little bit in your bio, but your history with sketch comedy, how you got started, why it's your jam. What do you love about it?
Yeah, I discovered sketch. I mean, I grew up watching it just like almost everyone did, whether or not we even realized that we grew up watching sketch. We all probably saw some of it. But then I discovered it as a writer when I was writing and performing stand-up in Los Angeles. And I just was really drawn to the structure of it, the fact that it's often performed live. It just felt like I'm going to get immediate feedback for my writing. I'm going to find out really quickly what works and doesn't work, but I'm also not alone. I'm with a team. So it's easier than stand-up in that sense, but also is something that I can get all of those skills from at the same time. So I studied it at IO West and then also at UCB, which are both comedy theaters that have very different approaches to sketch comedy. And you can see that, but we'll talk about that in the class, but you can see that play out on shows like SNL, where you'll see certain sketches that you think, huh, that's a different way of doing it than anything I've seen before. And then I joined a couple of house teams with IO. So I was a house sketch writer for IO West, and then for 4 years I was a staff writer for the political sketch show that's called Top Story Weekly, that's very similar to kind of what we think of as the cold opens on Saturday Night Live or something like that. And those two things together meant that I was writing and performing sketches two times every month and got really obsessed with it and really good at it, and then started filming my own digital sketches, started directing other people's, and those did really well. And what was interesting to me is then as I moved on from sketch comedy and I started writing longer form work and a lot of playwriting and dramatic writing, and even also prose and fiction writing, all of the tools that I learned in sketch comedy were still right there for me. And I was using them all the time. And so I ended up actually adapting a lot of the sketches that I had written into plays and musicals and short stories. And my most produced short play was originally a sketch. So it's still a major part of my writing, even though I'm usually these days writing in a completely different genre, I still am pulling from all of those same skills.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably have heard, you know, when they hear about Saturday Night Live or sketches like that, they've heard probably things like Groundlings or Second City, or that's where people have come from. And you mentioned IO West and UCB Upright Citizens Brigade, which is where Amy Poehler came from. And so that's interesting in terms of the different styles that they all have, because I know some improv groups sort of focus on long form and then others focus on a little bit different. So what's the difference between like writing sketch comedy and then improvisation comedy? Is there a difference?
The biggest difference is that sketch comedy is always scripted and memorized. Doesn't mean that it's always performed perfectly or people can still break, you can still forget the lines, but that's the biggest difference. Is there are times when you're performing improv, improv is completely unscripted. And you're making it up on the spot. And there will be moments, I've done both, there will be moments in improv where I and people I'm improvising with will think like, that was brilliant. I wish I could write it down. But you know what? That thought, you got to put it right out of your head because we're still on stage and we're having to write the next scene, we're having to write the next moment. And so even if you think it in the moment, you won't remember it later to write it down sometimes. So even if you wanted to make it into a sketch, it can be very difficult to do that and be a good improviser because you really have to be in the moment. So I love improv and I host a number of improv shows, sometimes using sketch comedy as part of what I do, but I don't perform improv as much anymore because the scripted was so exciting for me. And I think just in general, if you're listening to this and you're a writer, the sketch is a much more writerly art. Even though you're writing on stage as you improvise, there's something really special about getting to write it down, getting to kind of manipulate the words, find the absolute funniest joke instead of whatever is coming to your mind just in the moment. There's huge skills in both. People could benefit greatly from doing both. But I love being able to kind of go in there and say, okay, that last joke is almost there, but not quite. Well, how do I fix it? It's more of a puzzle to solve in that sense.
And you mentioned, I want to go back to something you said about how the sketch comedy and working in improv has also helped you in your writing. Because I'm thinking about, we don't, maybe writers who are in Alaska here who may be taking this class virtually, pretty much from anywhere, writers here in Juneau who might be thinking about taking this class, but don't they say, I'm not a sketch comedy writer. Right. But you can learn lateral skills from writing sketch comedy in terms of any other kind of writing that you might do. Right. So is that something that would be beneficial for writers of other genres to take this class?
100%. Yeah. I mean, I'm not ever going to tell someone you couldn't perform live sketch in Juno. I bet that you not only can, but that people do. And I'm sure that there are groups that could form from any community that would make amazing live sketch performers. But if you're thinking like, that's not really what I want to do, or just I'm not realistically going to get on SNL, why would I even try this? I think that it's actually an incredibly useful tool. And like I mentioned, I use it in all of my writing now. I mean, the principles show up in tons of media. You'll see it in novels. I was just reading Where'd You Go, Bernadette, the novel, and I was like, oh, that's a sketch. It's in comedic movies. It's in every single sitcom. Sketch comedy is in I Love Lucy, all the way to like Abbott Elementary. It's in prestige TV shows like Mad Men. There's moments of The White Lotus where I'm like, oh, that's a sketch. So it's just kind of knowing what you're looking for. But I think the skills are, it teaches you timing, it teaches you execution of a joke. But more than that, I could just teach a class on telling a joke. It's how can you manipulate that joke over time? And so if you write longer form work, then it's how do you escalate a joke, maybe even all the way through a novel? How do you develop and show a clear point of view that's funny for a character that maybe you want to use for a lighthearted break, even in something that's dramatic? It teaches you how to be super efficient with your words. A typical sketch is like 3 to 4 pages, sometimes five. But then when you're using humor in longer form work, especially in novel writing, where you have the option to add as many words as you want and you could fly off for paragraphs if you want. Having quick humor can make a huge difference for any style of writing, and especially for people that can be kind of wordy. And then the editing process for sketch is so there it's unprecious. And it taught me a lot about learning how to let things go really easily, similar to improv. How do I write something into the world that I think is wonderful and then allow it to be changed and transformed it very quickly, sometimes by other people? And that set me up for the editing process for longer form stuff, where people sometimes can be either really harsh with their feedback or just start cutting your darlings out really quickly. It's helped me kind of prepare psychologically for that. I would say also, on top of all of those other things, the thing that maybe I have found the most useful is it taught me how to write really strong, funny characters. And I've used those characters in plays. I've just literally said, this character from this sketch was funny. I want to make a play about them. And I've done that. It's So because it's scripted, there's a lot of room to say, yeah, but what's one more specific thing about this person? What's one more piece of backstory that we could put in that would make it even funnier? And for longer form stuff, those are all skills that you end up using, whether or not you realize that you're doing it in both ways. So those are just a few things. I mean, we would cover all of that in the class, but those are just a few of the things that I think, like, just coming from my own experience as a writer, it made me so much better, and it was all intuitive. After I had learned how to do sketch, I didn't even realize I was doing all of that. And then I looked back on it and was like, oh, those are the skills that I learned at IO. Those are the same things. And there's a lot of writers, IO also produced Stephen Colbert and Steve Carell and all these other, very talented comedic writers. And they're all essentially doing some form of sketch in their careers now, even though none of them are performing sketch comedy full time.
Okay, so this class, like I mentioned, begins on Sunday, March 9th. Do you have to register before the class begins, obviously, Joanna?
Register before the class begins. We would love to
Yes.
see registrations by the end of the week.
Or the end of the week. And of course, you can register at 49writers.org/events. So the class is 6 weeks long, and can you give us just a sketch of what's going to be included in the class over the 6 weeks?
Sure. Not in the definition that we're using. I won't go into character. But
Right.
yeah, we'll be looking, we'll obviously be looking at the structure and the styles of sketch comedy writing. Anyone that takes the class will learn how to write new sketches, how to edit and punch up their sketches, what makes certain types of sketches work, what makes certain sketches not work. We'll look at all of that. And we'll also ex look a lot more at what I was just talking about, is expanding sketches into longer form work, using sketch comedy in your writing and all of the different genres. So we'll get into the weeds on sketch for a little while and have some fun. And fortunately, sketch comedy is really enjoyable. So it's a really easy way to be very engaged in the class. We'll actually have a good time going over some of the sketches that have worked the best in history. But we'll also make sure to expand that for everybody because, even if you are coming in with a purist, I want to be the best comedian in the world, that's why I'm studying sketch, it's useful for other forms of comedy too.
Absolutely. Awesome. It's Writing Sketch Comedy with Joanna Castle Miller. It begins this Sunday, March 9th. It runs through April 13th. It's every Sunday for 6 weeks. And you can find out more information on cost and registration. If you are a member of 49 Writers, you get a little bit of a discount on the price. If you're not a member, you can still take the class. So it's open to anyone. And you can find out more at 49writers.org/events. Thank you so much for joining me today. Gonna cheese.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.